man. This episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, Kamala Harris. She now allegedly has secured the Democrat nomination for president. We're going to talk all about her campaign and the utter fraud that is unraveling behind the scenes. Additionally, Joe Biden has made his public resurgence as he appears walking upstairs. We're going to tell you why something is very, very off about it as he is about to speak tonight to the American people for the first time since resigning. And President Trump, the global peacemaker. He's on the world stage right now, assuming essentially the duties of a president when there really is no commander-in-chief right now in this country. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Wednesday edition of the show today. It is July 24th, and I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do that. That is a thumbs up on the browser. That is a thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of these leaderboards. You know why? Because it is the only place that we belong. So, we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too. Let's go. Everybody, Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Wednesday. It is July 24th. And I am joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game. And you know what? If he was in a debate against Kamala Harris, he would call her the border czar. And you know what? That isn't even that original, because that's what anybody would say. But now they deny the existence of it. Producer Frank, if you were debating Kamala, what would be your opening remark, an attack against her?
I think you have to first off start with the story tale from when she was a child and she said freedom. That needs to come back. I mean, it needs to yes. be destroyed from the roots. But yeah,
I like that.
Great
I
to
like
be
that.
Here, Mike. Yes. Great to be.
Yes. Amazing, amazing. And Frankie will not be climbing up any coconut trees like Kamala Harris claims that she did too, right? Is that what it is? Coconut trees. Well, listen, guys, the nightmare is very real, what is happening right now. The Democrat Party essentially giving Kamala Harris the get up and go, giving her the nomination. They are coronating her in a way that is bizarre. It is the stagecraft you see in Broadway shows. It is 100% fake and fabricated, and it is a drumbeat of phony, hysterical excitement that never existed when there was a field of more than one Democrat candidate in an open process. Now that Kamala Harris is the only candidate that can be nominated, essentially at this point, the only one who could take the money from the campaign contributions, even though President Trump launched a complaint with the FEC against that, which he totally has the right to do, and he totally makes a great point. We'll talk about that more in future episodes. But the only person who could even remotely take the money, the only person who could even remotely get the campaign infrastructure turned over, it is Kamala Harris. Now, nobody's ever been excited about Kamala Harris because she is just a horrible politician. Kamala Harris isn't this young, exuberant, authentic, you know, sassy black woman. Kamala Harris is 60 years old. She's an Indian. As a matter of fact, she's never run as a black woman up until recently. And in her prior days, she was the side piece of Montel Williams and other elected officials and married men. Kamala Harris fundamentally is a joke and nobody has ever liked her. Nobody's ever supported her. But now all of a sudden she has this it girl image, or as they say on TV, Frankie, the brat girl image. That's like some, you know, I was looking into that and I'm not a boomer. I'm not old. But it's like, if I don't get the reference, then nobody else is going to get the reference. It was actually like a, this whole like brat thing is like a reference to like, you know, some singer, Charlie, whatever, XC, whatever. I don't even know. And like they have an album and it's called Brat. It's just, it's like, it's basically appealing to like the 16 to 19 year old girl demographic. Good job, Kamala Harris. There's no authenticity in this campaign.
That makes it even worse. It's Charlie XCX. Yeah. That's what they're doing. They're using pop artists.
Yes.
Oh Lord.
Yes. Yes. That's actually what it all refers to. I'm like, what is this brat thing? I kept hearing it. I'm like, what is this brat thing? It's like, listen, if I don't get it as a 31-year-old and Frankie doesn't get it as a 28-year-old or 29-year-old, it's like, is the voting demographic going to get it? I don't think so. 16 to 19-year-old girls who are really good at yelling loudly and protesting for abortion rights, but not really good at voting or organizing, or really don't represent an actual swath of the electorate. This was Kamala Harris's kickoff rally yesterday. This isn't a performative Saturday Night Live. This is real. Hysterical, insufferable girl that nobody's ever heard of introducing her to a crowd of, they said 3,000 people, is more like 300 people that they put in a gymnasium and probably gave free lunch and bust in. Roll this, Frankie.
The next president of the United States, Kamala Harris. Wisconsin, I am told as of this morning that we have earned the support of enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination. It has truly been one of the greatest honors of my life to serve as vice president to our President Joe Biden. Joe's legacy of accomplishment over his entire career and over the past 3.5 years is unmatched in modern history. In one term, think about it. In one term,
oh, she got it from him. Think about it.
He has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who served 2 terms in office.
Oh my goodness. All right, Frankie. So you see there, obviously, everything about this is fake. From making Kamala Harris seem like an exciting option to honoring Joe Biden's legacy, just like we told you on this show they were going to do. Joe Biden is a hero. He's going to go down in the history books as they push him out and ride him off the pasture. Obviously, throw him some money on the side. More on that later in the show. And keep him and his family out of jail. We know behind the scenes there's kicking and screaming. We know that Jill Biden and Hunter Biden and the Biden family never liked Kamala Harris. It was an arranged marriage for DEI purposes to begin with. And the fact that Kamala Harris is doing that, okay, and making all of these just outlandish remarks about him literally affirms the theory that we had, was that they will replace Biden. They will try to make him be remembered as a hero for stepping aside. Didn't we tell you that a year ago? And they will put up somebody, I said Michelle, Kamala, etc., who is so unimpressive, but they will do a media manufactured blitz to make it seem like they have appeal. And then, of course, to do what the Democrats always do, and that is to do the racial stuff. Make it all about race. Because, again, President Trump is gaining historic amounts in the inner city communities, Philadelphia, in Milwaukee, where Kamala Harris just was, in Detroit, in Philadelphia, anywhere. President Trump is gaining in the inner cities. So you have to have a narrative that is, again, not even real, but just believable, something that they can read off the paper with a straight face, which is what they're doing. Kamala Harris excites the black voters. First of all, no black man is going to vote for Kamala Harris because they see it better than anybody. She's a hoe. And Latino men and Latino women, they're not voting for that. But people like Maxwell Frost, the 25-year-old congressman out of Florida, who's literally DEI, like his whole life is DEI, he's so unqualified to be a congressperson, he couldn't even rent a condo in Washington, D.C. after he got elected because his credit score was so bad. So he's a DEI congressman, and he's here to tell you that if you criticize Kamala Harris for having absolutely no qualifications and being brain dead, which is what she is, well, then that is equivalent to calling her the N-word. This is where we're at in our politics. Roll, Frankie.
The other thing I'd say is that he is going to continue to use all these racist dog whistles throughout the campaign. We're going to see it from Trump. We're going to see it from J.D. Vance. And we're going to see it from a lot of their surrogates. In fact, just yesterday, one of the surrogates was saying, if we don't win, we're going to have a civil war to get our agenda through. A civil war. And so this is an organization, this is a right-wing campaign that's going to be racist, misogynistic against the vice president, but we're going to stand on the issues and what really matters. It's the fact that she is qualified.
Oh, are you, Maxwell Frost? You're going to stand on the issues. And he goes on to say it's the equivalent of saying the N-word when you say the words DEI. DEI is part of what almost got President Trump killed. Now, obviously, there's a broader theory there, but it was the DEI in the middle and lower level that allowed the incompetence to fester when people at the top kind of sent them in different directions. Does that make sense? So DEI is literally having consequences on our country and our world. Our military is weaker because of DEI. And now we have a vice president who is 0% qualified, cannot complete rational sentences, has never demonstrated a grasp on any issue in which she has been tasked with to be the czar of, i.e. being the border czar. Now they're denying the existence of that. We'll talk about that in a minute. But they're also denying the fact that Kamala Harris wasn't installed and selected. And they're denying it now in, again, cartoonist, brazen fashion. Kamala Harris says she has all the delegates. Basically, the old Democrats got together and said, she sucks, but we have no choice at this point, so we need to give her the delegates. But again, what did they do, Frankie? They intentionally waited. They scheduled the debate before the convention so they could have Joe Biden bomb like they thought he would, so they could replace Joe Biden before the convention. And so it would be after Joe Biden won every single state's primary. Again, look behind the scenes. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden himself did not want to step aside. They were forced. It was a coup. The powers that be got against him and said, resign now. We'll give you a soft landing, but you're out, buddy. What that deal was and what the negotiations were, we can never know. But it wasn't because they liked Kamala Harris. It's because Kamala Harris was just a new option that they could spin a fake narrative about. That would be new and that people would have to decipher how fake it is. And if you want to talk about deciphering how fake something is, just listen to Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries just absolutely saying things that are laughable. The grassroots selected Kamala Harris. Last time Kamala Harris was putting herself up for the grassroots, she got zero electoral votes. She polled from 0 to 1% when she was running for president. But now that she's literally just ushered into it out of a default option, listen to what Hakeem Jeffries says. Roll, Frankie.
Vice President Harris has earned the nomination from the grassroots up and not the top down. She is ready.
What? Wait, come on. Frankie, that's like me being like, Frankie, I am wearing a white suit and the color of my background is red.
Mike, I mean.
It's like it's unbelievable. Yes.
Yeah, and like let's not forget, you know, what was it, December 2021, Washington Post, they posted a whole article on how her entire staff was just being being changed out every week because everyone was leaving her, and they were like questioning her leadership ability because nobody would deal with her for more than a day.
So funny you said that, because I was going to say that. Girl boss Kamala Harris, who has so much enthusiasm and staying power, the two gauges of her popularity would be, one, the fact of how she polled when she ran for president, 0 to 1%, zero electoral votes, and two, her staff, which had a 92% turnover, okay, in her last 3.5 years. Think about it, 92% of the staff has turned over. Girl boss Kamala Harris. Yeah, so when you want to talk about enthusiasm and, you know, commitment to the mission and being a leader, nobody voted for her and nobody who works for her stays. It's like, so they just spin absolute overt falsehoods like you see there. And then there's the next narrative that Kamala Harris is at a fundraising windfall. Kamala Harris is raising tons of money. She's setting records, they tell you. Well, here's what happens. A couple of Democrat mega donors work the scam. We call it the Act Blue scam. And if you don't remember the Act Blue scam, which we have uncovered on the show, we've talked about it because James O'Keefe has been investigating it for a while. This is a reminder of the Act Blue scam. It is saying that Democrat candidates got tons of donations from tons of people, but then when those people get the door knocked on them and they ask them, did you make these donations? They don't even really know about it. And these don't look like people who are donating $200,000 over a series of hundreds of donations. No, this is a scam, just like the media coverage. Even Kamala Harris's campaign contributions are manufactured and timely drops to create a phony cycle, just like the phony election. Everything about these people are phony. Listen to this James O'Keefe clip. It's undeniable.
Hey there, Mr. Riggs.
Yes.
James O'Keefe, just asking about those contributions. We spoke on the phone. Have you donated to Act Blue in the past?
I don't believe so.
You're listed as someone who's given over 31,000 individual contributions to various causes for a total of $230,000 using your name in this address.
No, that's not us.
That's not you?
No. Nope.
Have you ever donated to Act Blue? Or?
I think my wife has, but nowhere near.
Are you aware that people are using your name?
No.
Have you donated to Act Blue in the past?
I don't believe so.
You're listed as someone who's given over 31,000 individual contributions to various...
Okay. It is a scam. It is an absolute scam, and because Democrats run the levers of government, they will never investigate and look into these things as long as they're in control. When President Trump gets back in office, that needs to be one of the first things that gets investigated. Because that's fraud. I guarantee you, foreign governments and foreign nationals are making donations in the names of small dollar Democrat contributors like this guy, and that money's funneling into Kamala Harris right now. So just like they artificially boost up her popularity, just like they artificially say she's a leader, no votes, no staff staying on, no campaign contributions, it's all fake from real people. And then they lie like this. The media coverage is the best of all. Was Kamala Harris the border czar, Frankie? This is the best headline side by side we've perhaps ever put on. Now again, Kamala Harris was the border czar. They literally reported on it in the Associated Press. Biden taps VP Harris to lead response to border challenges. She was called the border czar. That was widely reported. As a matter of fact, I was surprised when I read the headlines that they were now saying she wasn't the border czar. I'm like, I'm not even like making that up or just like saying that, you know, to kind of be snarky. Like, she was literally the border czar. And that is when she sat there in the meeting, in the interview and said, we've been to the border. We've been to the border. That was her thing. She was literally doing that meeting as the border czar. She was doing it in her capacity as the border czar. And then he said, well, you haven't been to the border personally. And then Kamala Harris said, well, we haven't been to Europe either. That's what she said. Basically saying that the invasion occurring at our southern border was the same as visiting some foreign country thousands of miles away that doesn't impact any American citizens. That's Kamala Harris's life work right there. Take the border czar function and then magnify it by 100 and her having her hands over every single function of government. That's a Kamala Harris presidency right there. And then the media lying about it and covering it up so overtly, like you see there on the screen. That's a Kamala Harris presidency for you. That's fascism. And then we come to this point about Kamala Harris, and this is the Frankie special right here, which Frankie mentioned at the beginning of the show, is that Kamala Harris is not black. Kamala Harris's identity is a lie. Frankie, tell us what you have seen and read and heard about Kamala Harris's fake origin. Just like Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, he's this kid from the streets of Chicago. Literally not from America. We don't know about the birth certificate. An Indonesian billionaire adopted him, groomed since birth, essentially, to be a president. Kamala Harris, it's pretty weird how the second individual of color who's being put up for president, how they, again, are not even authentically who they say they are. Kind of a weird coincidence that the Democrat Party keeps putting these types of people up. Frankie, what do you learn?
Yeah, so I don't know if you remember about like 7 or 8 months ago, Judge Joe Brown was on PBD, and he disclosed that on a business trip, he actually met Kamala's dad on, you know, some trip, I believe in Jamaica. And he is a Hindu man who was born in Jamaica, or I don't know if he was born in Jamaica or moved to Jamaica, but regardless, they're both Hindu, the mother and the father. They both, we're not sure, basically the mother is from Canada. There's a birth certificate, Canadian. Also, Kamala, you know, K through 12 or K through 5, she was studying in Canada. And it says that on all of her, you know, everything when she was a district attorney. So there's just a bunch of questions because she lies about her father. She didn't, she avoids the Hindu part. And it's just, it's very, every family photo, I mean, she's got a dot on her head. I mean, she's clearly, this is the worst part. Judge Joe Brown basically said, listen, if we were back in the, if this was back in the day and she was in the Confederate, you know, on Confederate land, she's so not black that she wouldn't even be considered, like she'd be a free part, she'd be a free man, free woman, you know, back then when slavery was a thing, because you have to be more than 1/8 black and she's maybe 1/8 possibly. I mean, it's that bad. So she's just a liar. She's appropriating culture. It's
Frankie.
Like,
Frankie, isn't that amazing that the party of the, you know, black community, the two black people they've put up to be, you know, the leaders of the free world, aren't legitimately who they say they are? That's on them. That's not on us. And then they go, oh, we're racist for pointing it out. No, it's literally fact. The Kamala Harris thing is literally fact. She is less black than Elizabeth Warren is Native American. There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Show rolls on. Do not go anywhere.
Unreal. I hate
Unbelievable.
Her.
Unbelievable.
I can't
All
stand
right, guys. Her. I want to... she's horrible. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Frankie, we destroyed Kamala Harris in a debate. And a debate for... I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to tell you guys we appreciate the great audience yesterday. We appreciate the great audience today. And we're so grateful for your support. We're going to do some sponsors. And then we're going to talk about some live chats here. Because I know people want to see some live chats. But our first sponsor of the show, everybody, listen, I have been talking about them and they really are amazing. They are our friends and over at OFB Farms. I know they're watching. They watch every single day. And every single day I do this. Oh, amazing. The soap is wonderful. It smells amazing. It's all made here in the USA. Small batch, high quality, no toxic chemicals. This isn't in the script, Denise. I'm going off script on this here. Why are you using the bars of soap that are literally made with toxins to essentially slow roll kill you? Okay, what's in the soap that you buy commercialized? Chemicals, poison. Your body's a sponge. It absorbs it. Guys, you need goat milk absorbed into your system, okay? Not this poison they sell. And I'm telling you, you'll smell great. People are literally telling me. I started using the eucalyptus bar, and I'm going to use this one next, and I have several other bars of the OFB Farm soap. I feel great. I smell great. I'm literally glistening, okay? Shining. And it's all thanks to OFB Farms. And I feel healthy, okay? Because I got real healthy stuff that is going into my body. Not that trash, the Ivory and the other brands, okay? OFB Farms. Listen, everybody, if you are tired of dry, irritated skin and big wool corporations and you want people to tell you that you smell better than ever, I'm telling you, give OFB Farms a try. OFB Farms produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, and all natural pain relief and beard products. Here's the lip balms right here. Why goat milk? Here are some of the benefits. Goat milk is packed with natural and essential vitamins that help nourish and replenish your skin and promote the regrowth of dead skin cell damage by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. OFB Farms creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm. Products are made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain the quality. They're family-owned and operated. They are a goat farm, a patriotic, America first, God-fearing folks, and they watch this show every single day. I know they do. They're in the live chat. They're in the comments. Come on, you got to support your fellow Mike Crispy Unafraid Crispy Critter, right, Frankie?
Crispy Critter!
Ditch the woke brands. Ditch the woke brands and support small family farms today and people who watch this show. Be sure to visit their website, ofbfarms.com, and browse their wide selection of products. And use promo code CRISPY for 15% off your entire purchase. That is ofbfarms.com, promo code CRISPY. They've been in business for 10 years now, 15% off. I am telling you, take it from me. Look how good I look. Frankie knows how good I smell. I'm nourished. I'm hydrated. I'm healthy. I'm tuned up. This is what it is, baby. This is what it is. They always say, spare no expense on what goes into your body. That's what somebody said. I read that one time. Like the food you eat, the products you use. Like when it comes to your health, that's the most important thing. So OFBFarms.com, guys. You guys know what to do. And now a word from our next sponsor, and those are our friends at over at Genesis Gold Group, okay? Guys, Genesis Gold Group, go make sure to support them. They are really the best. Here's the deal. You guys know that the paper dollar is essentially a fugazi, okay? For our IACRL members, you guys know what that means. It's a fugazi, okay? The paper dollar is. And as the value of the dollar continues to be in flux, the value of gold and silver has gone to a 10-year high. That is because nations around the world are essentially backing new currencies with gold. Gold is always to the test of time, and investing in gold and diversifying in gold is a hedge against having all your money essentially in a 401k, in a IRA, in the paper dollar. Diversifying in gold is extremely beneficial, and that is why all of the elites out there are doing it, but you need to do it too. The common men and women, people like me, people like you. That is why we partner with Genesis Gold Group. They specialize in working with grassroots patriots like you to diversify some of your assets with gold and silver. I'm talking real, physical gold and silver, like the silver I am holding in my hand right now. Guys, go to goldwithcrispy.com. And you can get in touch with them today. A member of the team will get in touch with you. They are good, faith-based folks. And the great Mike Lindell, okay, they essentially work with him hand in hand. They are the gold company of Mike Lindell. Amazing. So, guys, go to goldwithcrispy.com right now, Genesis Gold Group, and crispybar.com. Mentioned on the screen, Crispy Bar. If you just want to buy some gold bars or some silver bars right here, and you can almost break it like a chocolate bar. You see the grams, like you could break it off. You see, like, kind of it looks like a chocolate bar right here. People are always like, well, it's a big amount, and it's by retirement and, you know, diversifying. Guys, you can just buy gold and silver right here. Remember, they sold them in Costco for like a couple of weeks and it was sold out instantly and they couldn't even replenish the stock because it was too much. You can literally just buy gold and silver right here in, like, you know, chocolate bar amounts. And the value of it is on it, made in the USA. Guys, crispybar.com to do that. Also from our friends at Genesis Gold Group. Again, the gold company of Mike Lindell. They are the most transparent. They got the lowest rates. They got the best folks. They will work with you and you will be on your way. crispybar.com and goldwithcrispy.com. Let's go. Frankie, how we doing?
Let's go. I'm doing fantastic, Mike. How's that chat doing? What do we got? Alex Sand Vintage. That's the plan.
Let's get that chat.
Ooh, that rhyme.
The real-life vegetable pedo-in-chief is really speaking tonight. Jury's out. If it's really the Joe Biden, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. The one I am, good to see you, brother. How you doing? Mommy Liberty, how are you? Prepper Bar contains no cacao. Funny, Robbie Sunshine, very funny. Yeah, don't try to eat the Prepper Bar. Mike, very black today. You're very black today, says Log 23. Log 23, what is that supposed to mean? I can't be black? What are you, a racist? No, I'm kidding. Yes, we go from the powder blue to the black suit, okay? That's how you do it. We have a diverse wardrobe. People are asking about the pizza party. Oh, we're going to come with that pizza party, baby. We're going to have that pizza party. We're going to release the address, and everybody can come to the pizza party at Frankie's studio. It's going to be great. Frankie's going to make the pizzas himself. Okay, it's going to be awesome. Eli, good to see you. OP Farms in the house. You look great, Mike. Thank you for your great ad. No, thank you, OP Farms, Denise, Dr. Go Kisses, everybody, for supporting us. Alex Sand says, Mike has a funeral attire. Yes, Mike is a funeral. Listen, here is what it is. It's a funeral for our country, okay? But actually, here is what it is actually in fashion, because you guys know I have my fashion sense. When you are a Italian and you have dark features, you can wear a black suit regularly. That's true. If you're like blonde or like fair skinned, you really can't wear the black suit. But they say if you're Italian and have dark features, you could actually complement it into your everyday wardrobe. No, I'm serious. I'm not just saying that. That's true. So there you go. NJ has the best pizza. I agree with that.
Cute.
So Miguel Ortiz says, Frankie, we want to taste your pizza here in Florida. Listen, we're going to do a roadshow event in Florida soon. We're going to do it in Fort Lauderdale. So coming soon.
I'm going to have to bring my own water, though. It's the New York water that makes that dough.
Yes. So we're gonna ship down gallons of water, and hopefully it won't get lost like so many people's luggage did from the software update outage. We all know that was something else. So we'll talk about that. But we didn't even talk about that really in the show, Frankie.
Too much going on.
We'll talk about that more in a future show about that. Too much going on. So true. They want it like that. It's by design. Italians can wear anything, says T. Mitchell. You know what, T. Mitchell, for you saying that, you are the viewer of the day. T. Mitchell 3 is our viewer of the day for saying Italians can wear anything. I agree. Let's all right back into it, Frankie.
Okay. And we're on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Wednesday, and you know, it's funny how we continue to monitor how everybody who is associated with defending Joe Biden and purporting the lie that he was healthy and ready to stand for re-election and do all these great things, and he was as better than ever, and he was at the top of his game. Literally everybody sold you this nonsense. But it's amazing to me how quick people are turning on a dime, how the Joe Biden narrative is being massaged in public in such a brazen way that you really have to be really low IQ to like not look at this and go, something's going on. I even say that for the everyday viewer of shows like The View. Just listen to Jean Pierre, okay, who's made a career out of shamelessly defending Joe Biden being totally incompetent, mentally incapacitated. Listen to her and the ladies of The View do this Biden slow walk. It's actually cringeworthy. Roll, Frankie.
Does Joe feel betrayed by any of that, or does he understand that it was for the country also?
I mean, look, he's going to speak tomorrow. We'll hear from him directly, and I think he'll address whatever is on his heart. Like you said, he has a big heart.
Yeah.
He understands where people are. He understands having done this 36 years as a senator, 8 years as vice president, and now almost 4 years as president. He gets it. He gets where we are as a country. Let's not forget, there's a lot at stake. There's a lot at stake, guys.
They're not kidding.
Mm-hmm. Our democracy is at stake. A woman's right to choose and to make decisions on their own bodies at stake. You know, and
people's incomes.
Are at stake. Yeah, there's right. So much voting rights is at stake, and he gets that. I mean, let's not forget why he ran.
Okay,
in the first place.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, Frankie. So Joe Biden knows what's at stake. That's why he stepped aside. So you're saying he was too incapacitated to go for re-election in the first place? Is that what it was? Then it was democracy's at stake. So the political party that tries to kill their opponent and jail their opponent, they're the defenders of democracy. Women's bodies and their bodily autonomy is at stake. President Trump said that the abortion issue is now a states' rights issue, okay? And they just basically are code-wording for we want to be able to have you kill the babies, even in the third trimester, even after birth. They're sick, demonic folks. Incomes are at stake, yes, because the economy is thriving. And Bidenomics is leading to, more buying power and lower housing costs and higher wages. Oh, no, that is a joke. The only job numbers, the reason the job numbers are increased is because the bounce back jobs, people re-getting their jobs after COVID, and government created jobs, okay? Basically just exacerbating our national debt. And then what was the last one, Frankie? What did she say? What was the last one here? It was incomes and the, what was the one after that? She said, and voting rights. Yes, voting rights, a.k.a. the ability to have illegals be added to the voter rolls. Voting rights. So all of this makes me say, why is Jean Pierre and every single surrogate out front on this, but not the commander-in-chief? Kamala Harris has been doing public remarks. You would think that her, Jean Pierre, all the other spokespeople, they'd be walking on eggshells right now and kind of deferring to the president of the United States, the one who got 81 million votes. If they said, oh, he's the most popular person ever to assume the office, we should all really be very careful of what he says and follows his lead, because he's the one who's Sherpa-ing in this new generation. I think all of this fallout, Frankie, from Biden resigning with an ex post that he didn't write, that he probably didn't even read, and the subsequent everybody speaking for him, I think that goes to show, I don't know, maybe that he wasn't in control all along. Yeah, obviously. Guys, Biden has been incapacitated, and it is remarks like this, again, this is a little throwback here, but I am believing, and I'm being told, that the Biden family got a sweetheart deal. They money laundered millions of dollars in conjunction with him stepping aside to put him out the pasture. One, we're not going to put you in jail. Two, we're going to say you have this amazing legacy. And three, we're going to make sure the Biden crime family makes millions of dollars that nobody on the Democrat side will ever, ever, ever hold you accountable or ask questions for. Biden's always been talking about how poor he was. Meanwhile, as he accrued millions of dollars in multiple homes, a little throwback here, I'm telling you, Dr. Jill negotiated a financial package. That's what I'm being told, and that's what I believe to be true. She was kicking and screaming. She didn't want this. She loved the trappings of being the first lady, and she took money Listen to this throwback of Biden and Dr. Jill talking back in the day about how poor they were. It's always been about money. It's always been about money with this crime family. Roll, Frank.
I listed as the poorest man in Congress for 36 years. I got a phone call. My wife was campaigning up. I was campaigning up in New Hampshire back when that statistic came out in the 90s. And she called. I used to call one because the kids were little when I was away. And say, how's everything going? I got this. Fine. Well, you know you're in trouble when your wife or husband says, fine. I said, what's the matter? She said, only an elected official's husband or wife could understand this. She said, do you read today's paper? I said, they don't have today's paper. Wilmington paper, Delaware, up in Nevada, up in where I'm with Leahy, up in Vermont. And she said, well, let me read it. Top of the fold, headline, Biden, poorest man in Congress. Is that true?
Okay, hold on. So what was it? We overlooked this moment. This is an old clip. And it's funny because as he's like misremembering every single place he's ever been, every single word that was ever spoken, he did get the words out. I mean, that's better than what he is now. This is a throwback clip. But interesting look into the mind of this family. Jill Biden was angry at Joe for being the poorest man in Congress. Hold on a minute. They all make a government salary. Joe Biden's been in office since essentially he was 28 years old, public office. So why would he not be the poorest man in Congress? A lot of people who do public office had independent businesses before they go in. So if Biden's the poorest man in Congress because he's dedicating his life to public service, why would the wife be angry? What was she saying after that statement was made? And she was angry. Just she said, fine, to Biden. Fine. You know what they mean. Your spouse is angry when they just say fine. So what's the alternative? Oh, go cut some double deals and sell people out and take lobby cash and pocket money and commit crimes so you're not the poorest man in Congress anymore. Is that what she wanted? I think it's tells like that that tell us everything that's going on now. That's why I pulled up that clip. So you know there was a big payoff there. That tells you everything you need to know about what it's been about for the Biden crime family. Money. Now we have Joe Biden resurfacing, allegedly. Joe Biden, who was out of sight for 5 days, who conspicuously caught COVID as he announced he was not going to run for re-election, as he put it out on X and not on a video, and then he called into Kamala Harris's event, which obviously was AI. I'm not a conspiracy theorist for saying that. Obviously it was AI. And now Biden's back in public. I want you to watch this video. And then again, they're going to call us conspiracy theorists and call us crazy, but we're just going to watch this first. We're not going to opine on it. And then we're going to tell you why this is effed up. Roll it, Frankie. Okay, there's Biden. He's looking to the public. He's buttoning his jacket.
She dropped out of the race, sir. Can Harris beat Trump?
Can Harris beat Trump, Mr. President?
Okay, so what do you notice? So what do you notice about that video? All of a sudden, he's really good at walking up the stairs. He says nothing. He doesn't talk to anybody, and he flies up the stairs. Again, it wasn't a conspiracy that he couldn't walk upstairs. The White House aide said that in preparation for his 2024 campaign, they were going to have him stop walking up the big stairs and have him go up the short stairs because he couldn't get upstairs anymore because he was old, but his brain was still sharp, they were telling you. Listen, it's not a conspiracy to say that they use AI recordings for voices. And it's not a conspiracy to say, this is again, no one's going to get on me for this. But that they use, the CIA, again, it's literally out there, that they use very advanced masks, okay, to essentially have it on somebody and have the identity of somebody be completely different. I have been told from well-placed sources, I'm not kidding about this, that they use body doubles. Okay, they use body doubles in every country. So not only do they use body doubles, but the CIA, again, in publications on the record, I will get them for you guys in tomorrow's show. But they use high-tech masks to change the identity of people. There's literally videos of it, of the CIA having this program with these skin filters that they put on people's faces to look like different people. And obviously we know they've used body doubles, and obviously we know how they manipulate and use AI. Frank, you have anything to add on this? So listen, I'm not saying it is a body double. I'm not saying it is a skin filter, but all I'm saying is something continues to not be right. And the way that he was able to just run up the stairs like he hasn't been able to do in a year, and he hasn't been talking publicly, and he disappeared for 5 days, and that call in was very bizarre. Something's up. Yes, Frankie.
Well, I'm just looking at this video that we just played for everyone, Mike, and I'm just going to roll it again and just look at his back. Is there a device? It looks like there's a wire running right up. Just check it out.
Can Harris beat Trump?
See that? Crease?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a device in there.
Something's going on.
It's not a bulletproof
vest. I'm telling you, and everybody who says... And everybody says, oh, my crispy conspiracy theorist, here's what I say. Go watch the video of when he addressed the public and literally his eyes were open for 5 straight minutes and his vocal projection sounded completely different. It was only because you can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. And he never blinked. That was fake. This is fake. I don't know the exact details, but something's not adding up.
It tends to be
This is him again.
It tends to be the sunglasses. If the aviators are on, you could assume it ain't Joe. Sorry.
Yeah, so Frankie, now we got this next clip here of side by side. This is him on July 17th, okay, just a couple days ago, versus what we just saw yesterday with what we just rolled for you. Roll the side by side. This was him going up the stairs again. His health, we all saw it was in a massive freefall decline. Then he got COVID, the big bad COVID. He's at the end of his COVID treatment. And now all of a sudden he can go upstairs better than he has in years. Roll this side by side, Frankie.
Yeah, right.
It's unbelievable. Oh, but I am the conspiracy theorist. Frankie's the conspiracy theorist. You're a conspiracy theorist at this network if you don't believe it. So easy to do. And speaking of conspiracies, and we're going to keep covering it. Biden's obviously addressing the nation tonight. We'll see what happens. We'll see if they're going to pep him up with drugs, if they're going to cart him out there for 10 minutes, then he's going to disappear into the abyss. Everyone who's telling me on the inside is that he's not doing any of the functions anymore. He's totally giving up, even making it look like he's being the president, sleeping 17 hours a day, out of sight. Again, this does not look like him. I don't think that was him in that video. And if he is still alive, I think that they will have him be killed off before November to try to get sympathy points. I stand by that prediction. And I also stand by the fact that we will never get to the bottom of what's happening with the President Trump assassination fallout. We have members of Congress who are visiting the roof. Well, very dangerous is that elderly members of Congress are able to walk on the slope roof. But now we have an interesting phenomenon occurring, is that following this whole incident, following the obvious failures of the Secret Service, which, in my opinion, is intentional at the top and then malfeasance and ineptitude in the middle. That's how this all happened. They're now saying that President Trump shouldn't do outdoor rallies anymore. Essentially, another version of election interference. Roll this, Frankie.
Bye. And just breaking moments ago, Brett, I want to tell you that the Secret Service is apparently now telling or asking the Trump campaign to stop doing their rallies outdoors. This is reporting from the Washington Post, just breaking in the last couple of minutes here. I can tell you that I asked Don Jr. about that at the RNC last week, if he was going to encourage his father to stop holding rallies outdoors. He said that his father would not like that at all. He loves those outdoor rallies. So we're still trying to work this story right now, but that's coming from the Washington Post. The Secret Service is now encouraging the Trump campaign to stop doing those outdoor rallies.
It's disgusting. Right. Yeah. So the Secret Service says because we have a 30% female hire quota, and because we essentially tried to kill you, or people at the top, you know, orchestrated that, and because of all the multitude of failures that occurred, now they don't want him to have outdoor rallies. They want him to be afraid. They don't want him to go outdoors anymore. They don't want a crowd of over 100,000 people like we saw in Wildwood, New Jersey. They want him to be indoors only. Now, we know President Trump sells out the arenas. He was in Michigan the other day, right? And the arena was totally sold out. Thousands of people outside. And guess what? His in-person rallies had, again, I was there. I spoke at it. Wildwood, 100,000. The rally in Butler, Pennsylvania had over 50,000 people there. They want to cut that down. They want to cut that momentum down. They thought Trump would be dead. Now that he's not dead, they want to say, well, just don't do the outdoor rallies. Cut down your support and your message to the people. It's disgusting. Because they can't get their act together. And guess what? Cheadle, who resigned yesterday, she shouldn't just be resigning. She should be prosecuted for absolute, what do we call it?
Frank? Malfeasance.
What would you call it? Ineptitude, malfeasance, malpractice. Disgusting. This is some new footage we're getting of body cam from the roof. Roll this.
Deceased. I think it's three victims in the crowd. Is that, did you guys hear that too?
I'm not sure.
So I heard one deceased, two white fighters.
I know two helicopters did take off.
Yeah. Okay. So
I don't know how many.
Hello?
Victims.
Hey.
Three or deceased?
Cocktail over one, command. We have access to a drone. Where is this water tower?
Any,
ooh, I heard. Water tower.
No.
Yeah.
I will try to talk.
In the van. Did he survive? Copy.
So if you watch that footage, you hear them talk about the water tower, you hear them talk about multiple people, and there's been, you know, this ballistics testing, forensic auditing of the situation that say that there were three different shooters. Okay, but that could be the counter sniper, Secret Service, this guy. But there's the water tower, which everyone keeps talking about the water tower. There's images of the water tower of like a shadow that appears and then disappears. People in the crowd were referencing the water tower. I don't think we have the true story of this. I don't think we're ever going to get the true story of this. Frankie, really quick.
Yeah, really quick. The craziest part about this whole thing with the body camera is that that's the only body camera that was activated that day. The people that tried to check the guy on the roof, none of those officers, none of them had the body cameras rolling. That's it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you know what? The roof was so sloped that everyone was able to just go up and find.
Of course.
They're saying that somebody in the room, like in that corner, like in the room basically where the guy exited from, that like there was somebody in there. Guys, this is sick stuff. We will never get to the bottom of it. I'm telling you, they would have killed Trump. They would have put martial law in place in this country. They would have used the Patriot Act to roll back your freedoms. And they would have had a military-run, Democrat-run election where the illegals would have voted and there was nothing you could do about it because they'd have curfews and they'd lock down red states, red cities, call it a threat of violence, and they would have said, domestic terrorists, do the calm. It would have been chaos. We were so close to it. They wanted it to happen. It didn't happen. Now they got Kamala in there. You wonder what they're going to pull next. It's disgusting. We're going to keep following the story. We're not giving up on this story. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
It's crazy. It's crazy, Mike.
Unbelievable. Unbelievably crazy. All right, guys, I want to tell you guys about our next sponsors here as we roll on. And our next sponsor are our friends and over at the Disme Coin Company, D-I-S-M-E Coin Company. Guys, go to collect45.com right now. They've been a longtime sponsor of the show. And get the brand new coin that they have. Guys, you know we love this company, Disme Coin Company, because they commemorate all of President Trump's most historic moments in his nine-year historic political run in forever images on gold and silver and copper coins that can never be erased. Guys, the internet, books, they're trying to get rid of that stuff. These people are fascists, they're Marxists. They want to get rid of that. You know what's amazing about collect45.com is that these things will stand the test of time. You could have this in a display in your home or your office, and you can collect all your favorite moments. Build your own tribute, okay, to your favorite moments from your favorite president's historic run. Guys, all the different coins are available on collect45.com, and the brand new one, which is selling like hotcakes, the Trump Survivor coin, okay, fight, fight, fight. You see it right there. That one is available for pre-order, okay? So go get it right now. And if you use promo code CRISPY, you will get 20% off your order. Guys, so many people who watch this show, okay, have been buying the Collect 45 coins. And we are so grateful for all of you, like Amanda Collins right here. We haven't shouted her out in a while. Amanda Collins has bought dozens of these. Guys, they're inexpensive. They're amazing. And it's real silver and real gold. And also, sign up for the newsletter where they will continue to tell you about the new designs. They make two new designs every month. The guy who runs this company is an absolute patriot who watches the show every single day, just like you. You notice this theme here with our sponsors. We know the owners of these companies and we love them. So guys, clucker45.com, promo code CRISPY, 20% off your order. Go support them today. Now a word from our next sponsor in keeping with the theme here. Guys, what do I say? Sponsors that support this broadcast and that watch this broadcast and that we know and love personally. Guys, it is mymagamerch.com. Guys, go to mymagamerch.com and get the brand new gear. This is one that I asked Al Jacoby, the creator of mymagamerch.com, to send me. Trumpomania. Remember when Hulk ripped it off? He went, "We're doing Trumpomania, brother." Remember that? Well, now you have the t-shirt. I think this is an amazing shirt, the Trumpomania shirt. I'm actually getting one. I'm going to wear it on air one day. So if we get 50 orders by the end of the week of the Trumpomania shirt, I'm going to wear it on air when I get it. And then also you have the Fight, Fight, Fight shirt and the Grace of God shirt, okay, which are available right now. They're lightning quick on mymagamerch.com. Guys, here's the deal. A lot of people are selling these shirts. But the difference with mymagamerch.com is, one, it's extremely high quality, the blend of the fabric. I asked Alan about that. I said, we want high quality shirts. And two, Al Jacoby donates money back to the Trump campaign. So a portion of all the proceeds from mymagamerch.com, all the sales, Alan will personally match and donate that to the campaign. Okay, so it's going and supporting the efforts. Alan is a max donor to President Trump's campaign. And you go, you support it, sport your style and your support for President Trump. MyMAGAMerch.com, promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Go support them right now. People say, Mike, what about ripping your suit off with that shirt underneath? I think you should do it. Maybe we will. Maybe we will. Maybe it'll be a surprise. You never know. So go do that, guys. MyMAGAMerch.com. Make sure you use promo code CRISPY to let them know you got it from this show and to support. We appreciate everybody supporting us. And we got the live chat chatting. We appreciate Inspiring Goddess. We appreciate RJC. Yes, I think Trump should hire his own personal security. I totally agree with that. He should hire his own personal security and then he'll be fine. Jamalot. We appreciate that. We appreciate you chiming in about martial law 100%. We are living under a tyrannical state. You're absolutely right. Barban Taylor. I bought some yesterday, Mike. Let's go, Barban Taylor. All right, guys, we got a great live audience. And without further ado, Frankie, let's roll right back in.
Rolling on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. In the absence of a commander-in-chief right now, which is what we're dealing with, the question is, who is stepping up to bring global stability? Now, the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. and in the Democrat Party convince you that diplomacy is this hard thing that only they understand, and that thousands of people have to die and billions of dollars have to be spent in order to save lives and maintain order. President Trump proved that that was a farce. He proved that if you have transparent global strength, that people don't want to die. They'd rather live and they'd rather be peaceful. It's the military-industrial complex and the Democrat Party that pushes foreign endless wars. Here is the obvious example of it. Not only President Trump with the Abraham Accords when he was the president, but also what continues to happen. Leaders of both sides of the Middle Eastern war kissing President Trump's ass. I think it's a good thing. Think about this for a second. President Trump has stated unequivocally, he stands with Israel. I stand with Israel. President Trump stands with Israel. Israel was attacked. Israel defended itself, and the war rages on. Thousands of people are dying. It's not a good thing. And the funny thing is that President Trump saying that Israel can finish their war and that we stand with them 100%. Now look at Kamala Harris right now, who's essentially the de facto president, who's snubbing Netanyahu's address to Congress, which is happening this week. But she's snubbing it. So you would think that they'd be glomming onto her. Hey, listen, this woman stands with us. She's standing with, you know, with Hamas. No, they're going to Trump, who stands with Israel. Isn't that unbelievable? That they're coming to our side. We're saying literally we stand with Israel, but the Palestinians are literally saying, but we want to make a deal with you. Isn't that interesting? That is what strength gets you. Trump said it and I say it. We would have never had October 7th if Trump was the commander in chief. Not because we sympathize with these terror groups, but because they understand strength. And at the end of the day, they want to live. This is a letter that they sent to President Trump after the assassination attempt, kissing his ass, saying they want peace. We want to come to the table and negotiate. And President Trump wrote back and said, thank you very much. Everything will be good. Meaning, I'm living. I'm going to broker peace. No military industrial complex. So how amazing is President Trump's negotiation and his deal-making skills and his leverage that he does that? And then simultaneously, Frankie, pop this next thing on the screen here, is that Netanyahu is coming to meet with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Is he meeting with Kamala Harris? No, Kamala Harris is snubbing it. Is he meeting with Joe Biden? No, Joe Biden is snubbing it.
Not only is Kamala is Trump sitting snubbing in the
Oval
it,
Office? No.
She's going to a sorority instead. What do you mean?
Yes.
Imagine.
She's going to, she's going to a black sorority event. That's what she's doing. Oh, you're a racist. No, no, no. I'm pretty sure having a meeting with one of our top allies about a war where thousands of people are dying, I'm pretty sure that's more important than your black sorority, fake black accent that you're going to put on. Kamala Harris isn't even a black woman, but she's going to the black sorority? Give me a break. President Trump is the commander in chief. He's the leader right now of the world. Every other world leader knows it. The only people who don't acknowledge it are the fake news media who are spinning that Kamala Harris is legitimate when she's not. There you go. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. All right, everybody, I want to tell you guys about the next sponsor of our show, and our next sponsor are our friends over at Armor Colostrum. Guys, go to tryarmor.com/LFATV, tryarmor.com/LFATV. It's an amazing product. As a matter of fact, producer Frankie's fiance takes the Armor Colostrum. By the way, Frankie, we were talking about you getting married yesterday, and everyone started talking about you having kids. It was literally all over the place.
I got scared.
Crazy about little producer Frankie's.
I was watching.
Could the guy get married first? All right, let's roll this commercial.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice that replaced it all with this Arma colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, tryarma.com.
All right, guys, tryarmor.com. Make sure you go check them out. And also, please support our last sponsor of the broadcast today, that is TacRite, okay, with the night vision goggles. Guys, the same people brought you the amazing mini chainsaw are now bringing you the TacRite night vision goggles. Normally, night vision goggles go for $4,000. TacRite is selling them for $200. They work incredible. They work in the dark, and you are able to essentially see things that, again, $4,000 glasses don't even get to see you. So, guys, TacRiteLFA.com, they have amazing products, great for the outdoors, great for anything, your own safety. Go to TacRiteLFA.com, $200 for normally $4,000 night vision goggles. Go get them today. All right, Frankie, let's roll back on into it.
Hey, you know we're rolling. On in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. You know, it's amazing how people have continued to say that President Trump was a coward. Remember, they said that he hid in the bunker when the stupid BLM thugs were outside the White House. I don't think he's a coward. He literally took a bullet, got up, and raised his fist in the air. And then they said that President Trump was, you know, also an old man, and he was similar to Biden. And here's my thing. Biden can't walk upstairs, much less swing a golf club. But this wacko geezer was saying he had a 6 handicap. This is President Trump 2 weeks ago with Bryson DeChambeau, one of the top golfers in the world, and his YouTube series where he does a charity golf round with a top golfer and they donate money to charity. Anyway, President Trump did it and it was awesome. The guy is very much physically, mentally, his fortitude, his courage on top of his game. Just watch this. It's amazing. Roll it.
Oh, yeah. Get up there. Get up. Yes. Yes. Way to go. That way, partner. Do I even have to hit? Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
He was walking it in. 7 iron.
Boom. There you go. Trump for eagle in on his Bedminster golf course, hitting it better than a professional golfer from Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, the guy very much is on his game. It was pretty cool. Go watch that, actually. It's called Break 50. Bryson DeChambeau and President Trump. I watched it. It was great. They play the round. Trump's ripping it. Trump's putting. Trump's coming up clutch. Trump's got the long drive. Come on. You can't stop the guy. He's a specimen, okay? Absolute Alpha. All right, guys, that's about all the time that we have in the show today. You guys know we do this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid, and you better believe we are just getting started. Make sure you subscribe. Rumble.com/crispy. Rumble.com/crispy. Right now, we replay the episode every single night at 8 o'clock, and we're going to start soon locals content. As soon as producer Frankie gets married, then we're going to start locals content. So make sure you're subscribing right now. That page is exploding. Make sure you're sharing this everywhere. We appreciate you. We love you. You guys know we do this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. You better believe we are just getting started. We thank you for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.